Number 2D2 says, listen to music from all over the world and be exposed to lots of rhythms. This is damn true, I can tell you. I mean, I'm not trying to say like I'm Mr. Musical Cosmopolitan or brag or anything, but I've listened to, you know, I've been in a punk band, I played classical music, I played jazz, salsa, blues, classic rock, modern rock, and it's a wonderful thing. And even I'm like limited, like when it comes to certain genres, you know, I turn my ears off, like rap and things like that. I'm closed-minded, and it's sad. So, you know, I listen to African drumming and orchestral music and everything like that. But even me, who I consider myself open-minded, I'm really not. Because when I hear, sometimes my students play me certain genres, and I'm like, what? I think to myself, what do you like in that genre? Because I have one student in particular who's like, he's a good musician, but his taste in music is awful, in my opinion. My son used to play me stuff, and I'd be like, he would play me, and I'd be like, okay, well, can you explain to me why you like that? And then I would never find his explanations compelling. But recently, this is interesting. I think it's interesting. I heard, can't remember how I got into this, but I started listening to, like, J Dilla, and there's a certain group of artists like D'Angelo and people like that are, like, modern rapper / R&B, I don't even know what you call it now, that have, like, 16th note swing, and I thought that was really interesting, like, the J Dilla, and I even wrote a blog on it, appreciating 16th note swing. Like, the feel is just so cool. It's like, it's called drunken 16ths. You know, everything feels a little off. And Adam Neely has a video on this too. So even in genres I don't normally listen to, there's stuff to learn and get influence from. It's amazing if you open up your ears and mind, and I'm trying. You know, as I age, I shouldn't talk about people in general, I should just talk about myself. As I age, you know, the tendency is to become more closed-minded, but I have to genuinely work on being open-minded. And it's not always easy, but that's a damn true statement. Listen to music from all over the world and be exposed to lots of rhythms. Every song teaches you something. I have a friend who said that he used to be closed-minded to country music until he had to play it. And like then all of a sudden you discover all this nuance about a genre that you previously just, you know, dismissed for being too simplistic or something. But there's a lot of subtlety here. Like, you know, could I go... Okay, so if I think country music is easy, could I go and be a session country guitarist in a Nashville session? Probably not, because I haven't absorbed the genre that much. And there's all these nuance and things. So it's too close-minded to just dismiss genres like that. So keep your ears open. It's a lot of fun.